Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, and today we are celebrating the feast of the Holy Family. And you know, when we see the picture of the Holy Family, how it is possible for Mother Mary and Joseph were called to be the human beings, and for them they could be able to live the holy life, but why it is not possible for us to live a good and holy life? You know, so that always when I look at the picture of the Holy Family too, you know, so always I keep myself reminding why it's possible for them, how it's possible, and why it's not possible for the people who live on this earth. And you know, I want to give you the 5 reasons. The first one, Mother Mary and Joseph completely trusted in God, believed in God, and they made sure God is number one in their family life. So which means if you really want to live a holy life, dedicated life to the family, it is only possible with God. When we read the Gospel of Matthew 19:26, for human beings it is impossible. For God, all things are possible. And when we read the Gospel of Luke 1:37, it says, for God, all things are possible. Nothing is impossible for God. All things are possible. So, Mother Mary and Joseph, they made sure God is number one, and they completely depended and completely surrendered to God Himself. So that's what in the most of the families, what is missing is we don't put God as number one. And we don't pray together. You know, there is a beautiful saying, the family which prays together stays together. So which means if you make a time, we are busy, but still, however you are busy, if you could able to make the time to pray together at least 1 hour, Father, or maybe 1 decade of rosary, or maybe reading a Bible passage, so something coming together to pray as a family, that makes you to be united, to keep going, and to love one another, and respect one another. I will give you one example from the Bible. When we read the book of Tobit 8:4, you know, so Tobit, when he got married, Tobiah, when he got married, and he called his wife, my love, please come, let's pray together. You know, so they were praying together even they had the first night. Before they began their physical life, they knelt down before God and they were praying. They made sure they're welcoming Jesus Christ, they're welcoming God, and they're completely depending on God Himself to carry out their family life. So dear brothers and sisters, so this is what in most of the families is missing about, there is no God. There is no time for God. So that is the reason, as we are celebrating the feast of the Holy Family, let's take the role model of Mother Mary and Joseph, who depended on God. And you know, second thing what is missing, in Mother Mary and Joseph, there is a great commitment. You know, so Joseph said, you are mine. And Mother Mary said, you are mine. So in good times and bad times, in sickness and suffering, they made the great commitment to live together as one family. So this is what is missing again today, you know. Couple of the families, they don't make a great commitment. He is my husband, she is my wife, they are my children, let's be one family. We are missing, dear brothers and sisters. But Mother Mary and Joseph, they lived together as a great, making a great commitment. They lived until their death. And the third one, what we can learn from Mother Mary and Joseph, they made a lot of sacrifices. It's not one time, number of sacrifices. So today, if you want to make your life, your family life to be happy, make sure you make lot of adjustments, lot of acceptance, lot of foregoing, lot of sacrifices. If you don't make those sacrifices for the well-being of your family, I don't think you're going to be a happy family. So definitely you have to make lot of sacrifices. And the fourth one, what I want to share with you from the Mother Mary and Joseph, they respected each other. And there is a good understanding between Mother Mary and Joseph. Good understanding. Respecting. You know, so that's what we are missing. So sometimes in the family life, what is going on? We consider other human being as a mere object. We supposed to treat each other, respect each other, and love each other, but we don't see that in the family life. But Mother Mary and Joseph, they respected each other equally. They equally respected and loved because they believed both of them are created by God. Both of them are created by God in His own image, in His own likeness. The Spirit of God is dwelling in them. That is the reason no one is high and no one is less. Both of them are equal. So that's what is missing in the family life, you know. So respecting each other. And the last one, the fifth one is love and forgiveness. In the family life, this is very important, you know. Love and forgiveness. When we read, this is going to be our homework. Please read. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, please read from 4 through 7. St. Paul says, love is kind, love is patient, love accepts everything, love forgives everything, love doesn't rejoice over the wrongdoings, and love bears everything. See? So this is what is missing in the family life. You know, love and forgiveness. So let me share with you, you know, so I had a great experience with a family in Ravenswood. So there was a couple who has been married for 65 years. 65. And I was celebrating their wedding anniversary and I asked them, what is the secret of your success to be a married couple for 65 years? And you know what they said? Before we go to bed, we say sorry to each other and we give a kiss of peace and go to bed. See? So that made them to keep going rather than holding the anger, hatred, grudges, retaliations. But rather saying with humility, I'm sorry, honey. And giving the kiss of peace and going to bed. So which means you have nothing in your mind. No anger, no hatred, nothing. It's all about peace. They are living together forever. Dear brothers and sisters, we are living in the year 2024 and a couple of the people don't want to get married. And you know why? They say it's a great commitment to get married. So they don't want to get married. And a couple of them, they want to marry, but they don't want to have the children. See? They want to get married, but they don't want to have the children. Because they say it's a lot of sacrifice to take care of the children. I had to give my time, I had to give my talents, I had to forgo my own happiness to take care of the children. God bless you all. Those who have got the children, for taking care of the children and giving them the good love, the good faith, God bless you all. But you know, living in the year 2024, there are a lot of people want to get married, but they don't want to have the children. Too much burden for them. too much, they had to make a lot of sacrifices. I will give you a small story which I like, you know. So once there was an interview, so there was a job opportunity, and there was an interview. So many people came for that job interview. And the guy, one who was conducting the interview, he said, the job is 24/7, no pay. Sometimes you have to forgo your sleep, and you have to make a lot of sacrifices. And you know, none of them accepted the job. Do you know what is the job? Parents. 24/7. You know, you had to make a lot of sacrifices. And even sometimes you may not sleep because you have to take care of your children. So God bless you all again, you know. So this is what today we are living in the year 2024, and nobody wants to be a parent. They want to get married. They don't want to have any children. And so I want to tell you something, you know, so the parents who really take care of the children, but again there are parents who don't have the time for the children. One day there was a child and he was waiting for his dad to come back from the job. And you know, so the child was asking, "Dad, how is your job?" And dad was a little bit angry and frustrated, you know, "My child, just take care of your own business. I'm so tired." But the child was, the son was really bothering, "Dad, you know, how much are you paid? How much you gain?" And the dad was telling, "Even your mother doesn't know how much I am paid. And you're asking how much I'm paid." But you know, so when the child was, keeps bothering him again and again, finally he said, "For 1 hour, I'm paid $20. And the child said, "Dad, could you loan me $10? And dad said, "Why you need the money? You're bothering me too much. Go and take rest." And finally, the dad went to sleep, but it was he has got a guilty conscience, and he went back to the child. "My son, you asked me $10. Here is your $10. And you know, the child was so happy. He ran to his room, and under his pillow, he has got another $10. So 10 and 10, he made it 20. "Dad, can you give me 1 hour of your time? And here is your pay." This is what missing, dear brothers and sisters, you know. The children are really longing to have the time with your parents, with the parents. You know, because they want to talk to you, they want to enjoy, they want to share a lot of things. But the parents have no time. Not everyone. Couple of the parents are excellent, giving time, their love, their care. But couple of the parents, they don't care about the children. And think about Mother Mary and Saint Joseph. When Jesus was found missing in the Jerusalem temple, what they were doing? They went back. 3 days, they were traveling. They were searching for the baby Jesus. Just imagine the love of the parents for Jesus Christ. So I don't want to talk too much, but I want to share from the first reading of today, the children who really respect and take care of the parents, they receive the poor blessings from God. I believe you all heard today's first reading. Am I right? Yes or no? Do you know what are those four blessings? The first one, your sins are forgiven. Second one, you are given enough riches, enough money to take care of your own needs. And third blessing, your prayers are heard by God. And the fourth blessing, God is blessing you with a long life. What else we need? If you take care of your parents, you are blessed. You know, you have money, your sins are forgiven, your prayers are answered, and you are given long life. So let's make sure there is a time for your parents. Go and visit them, talk to them, show them your love, your care, your support. There is a beautiful saying, what goes around comes around. If you don't respect your parents, if you don't take care of them, and don't expect tomorrow my children should take care of me, it's not going to work. So what goes around comes around. If you want to receive the four blessings from God, make sure go and visit your parents in the nursing home. They're waiting for you. Amen.